Last spring, we brought you a story about a first grader named Chloe Burton. Chloe has autism. Federal law requires that children with special needs, like Chloe, spend as much of their school days as possible with their typically developing peers. But last spring, the Shoreline School District tried to move Chloe from a general education classroom to a class for kids with emotional and behavioral disorders. Chloe's parents protested the move. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld checked in with Chloe and her family to find out what's happened since.
Chloe Burton had a great year in kindergarten. Then in first grade, things went downhill. She'd been wandering the classroom instead of finishing her work. Last spring, she was getting punished for not getting her work done.
It's mean. Make me do all the work and let everybody else go out to recess.
As the discipline increased, Chloe started lashing out at other students and teachers, hitting and spitting. District officials said they wanted to move her to a unit for kids with behavioral problems. But Chloe's parents and an independent evaluator objected. They said part of the problem was that her teachers didn't have enough training to work with a child with autism. 6 months later, Chloe's parents have now settled with the district. Now in second grade, Amy Schley says everything has turned around for her daughter.
She's very happy.
As part of the settlement, Chloe got to switch schools, and her new teachers received special training to work with kids with autism, like how to break instructions down into steps, how to motivate using positive reinforcement, not punishment, and to give Chloe extra time to finish her work. Schley says that training has made all the difference.
She wakes up every day eager to go to school. She talks about her friends. And more than that, even outside of the school, she has gone to some really busy birthday parties and done well, whereas in the past it would have been a struggle for her. She's just willing to try a lot more than she used to because her self-confidence has grown so much this year.
Chloe says she likes that this year she doesn't get kept in from recess as punishment.
Only if it's, like, really bad weather.
Mom Amy Schley says she's learned that parents shouldn't be afraid to question their children's school placements or services and to get a second opinion from an outside evaluator.
It has been a long road, but I'm really glad we went through it. It's well worth the struggle in the end. I feel that her opportunities for success as an adult are much more being in general education than if she had been in a self-contained classroom.
The Shoreline School District declined to comment for this story, citing student privacy laws. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.